Knocking at my door. My doctor asking, are you sure? I feel like a fool.
Thank you. All right, everyone. You are listening to the New and Newer Music Show. I play new music every Sunday from 9 to 11. This is the second hour. This hour, I will be playing new stuff from Wild Nothing, Cutworms, and Jesse Lanza. Before we go on, though, just a little underwriting. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle room, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Actually went to the Row House Cinema this week to see Stop Making Sense by the Talking Heads. And it's the second time I've seen it there, and it's so good. And yeah, we had friends who dressed up like David Byrne and wore big suits, so it was pretty awesome. okay, what do we got next? What am I forgetting to tell you? Oh, did I tell you you're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh? I'm supposed to do that at the top of the hour. What else? Oh, yeah. So we just heard the newest from Sleater-Kinney, Say It Like You Mean It. And I think that track's way better than the first track, which was Hell. And that was not very good. I was surprised. Well, I mean, that's my opinion, obviously. Before that, Yumi Zuma with Kicking Up Daisies. And we started off that set of music with Yaji with Easy Breezy. Let's play the newest from Wild Nothing. They're originally from Charlottesville, Virginia, and now they're an LA band. And man, there's lots of good tracks on this album. And this is one of them. This is Suburban Solutions.
Take a good look in the mirror. You spend no expense. I want. Thank you. People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative with civility, not hostility. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. To learn more, visit informyourcommunity.org. Sponsored by Inform Your Community.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
So I hope you're enjoying the show. What did we just hear? That was the newest from Wilco. That was Cousin. And that album is produced by Kat LeBon, who she's just awesome. And it's kind of a strange pairing, pairing her with Wilco. But I do like that track. It has an awesome rhythm to it. So that was, yeah, Wilco, Cousin. Before that, Mitski with Heaven. Before that, Mapesh with What a Summer. And they totally remind me of that entire genre of like Iron and Wine and what's that other band that sounds like Iron and Wine? They do Mykonos. Somebody's going to call me and tell me. Somebody call me and tell me who sings Mykonos and they sound like Iron and Wine, that band. Let's see. Yeah, that's who Mapesh sounds like to me. Before that, Marika Hackman with Slime. And we started off the set with Wild Nothing, Suburban Solutions, and man, there's so many good tracks on that album. That's just another one. And the videos are fun too, so check them out. Hey, let's check out, this is the newest from Superchunk. And they've been around for a while. They just put out a double album of B-sides, and I love all the punky stuff. They kind of fast, upbeat songs that they have, and this is just another one, February Punk.
See you. time to stay when they stick around and won't go away. When it seems there's nothing you can do or say, nowhere you can turn. From the last breath of my first death to this lifetime and lifetimes left, congratulations, no regrets. It's true.
I catch a whiff of your rose tipped teeth.
Thank you. say I'm happy as can be. I'm melting away. Don't get mad at me. I'm just sleeping lightly, 'cause it's my big day and I'm wasting it away gladly. Aerosols drifting through the halls that hide us above. Have I really lowered the bar, or am I working hard? Inspiration now.
Stay in the summer, like time with the windows down.
So we got some great shows here on WRCT that might interest you. Check out Sick. Tune into Sick. We throw the rule book out the window and embrace the pure chaos of metal, hardcore, and EMD. We're talking earth-shattering riffs, guttural growls, and skull-shaking bass drops that will leave you breathless. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. And that's pretty awesome. You get to hear EDM and hardcore in the same show. I mean, yeah, that's interesting. And Maladaptive Stargazing, an hour of songs about getting lost in the sounds of each storybook playlist, from indie to lo-fi to bedroom pop to even hyperpop. Maladaptive Stargazing is all this to the moon and back. Thursdays, 5 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, so we heard the latest from the Chemical Brothers. That was Live Again. That was the Maya Jane Coles remix. And I really like that track. That track's great. Before that, Bombay Bicycle Club with My Big Day. Before that, an artist that is really big these days, Arlo Parks. And that's Blades. And I think she's only done a little bit of touring here in the U.S. I know she's never come to Pittsburgh. And before that, Big Thief with Born for Loving You. Oh, and we start off the set with Superchunk, February Punk. And that song was pretty punky and fun and awesome. Oh, and thank you for the person who DM'd me on Instagram and said I was thinking of the Fleet Foxes. Yes, that is exactly who I was thinking of. They sing Mykonos, they sound like Iron and Wine, and they also sound like the band that I mentioned earlier, Mapache. So, yeah, they sound similar. I wonder if they have, like, similar personnel in those groups. I don't know. Musicians? I need to check that out. All right. This is the newest from Cutworms, and this track's awesome. This is Ballad of the Texas King.
Out of the car. the first time I made time in a minute. Rock with it, I'm in attendance. How could we pair feelings aside? I gotta match the fires to the flame. The feelings just got attached. I got the days fall, the straight fall away. Small, the waist started dancing on me. Had to take your bad home. Time moving slow, we fast fall. In the belly, your signs is angelic, and mind through my aesthetic, and most to try get it. Love it without limits, the message is over there. Round and round with me, the baby don't mind spinning. Word, put it work in the referral. Shorty could be my girl. Look at this so thorough, she crushes like little pearls. Hair straight of them pearls, beautiful cause you earned it. Making this thing worth it.
So that was the last track for tonight. That was Jungle with Candle Flame, and that was a pretty fun song. Before that, Jesse Lanza with Don't Leave Me Now. Kind of sounds like 80s kind of clubbing music, late 80s maybe. Before that, George Clanton with I've Been Young. Not I've, just I've Been Young. And before that, Cutworms with Ballad of the Texas King. That was pretty cool. And what did we have before that? Did I mention? I think I did mention these, but in case you missed it. And before that, the Chemical Brothers, Live Again, Bombay Bicycle Club, My Big Day, and Arlo Parks with Blades. And yeah, thanks for – I had a few calls tonight, which is nice. I had a few – DMs on Instagram, and I'm glad everybody's enjoying the show. And yeah, I will be back next week playing more new music for you, and might have a ticket giveaway actually next week. It's been a few weeks since I've done a ticket giveaway, so I might have something like that as well. But yeah, enjoy your Thanksgiving, enjoy your breaks if you're on any breaks, and take it easy. Bye, everybody.
I'm getting really sick and tired of Republicans who want to talk about Joe Biden's supposed cognitive gaffes and you look at them and you say, is this really a cognitive gaffe? But say nothing about the dozens per week, dozens per month cognitive gaffes that Donald Trump seems to be having. Here's the latest example. Here's Kayleigh McEnany 2 days ago on Fox News saying, oh, Joe Biden forgot the name of a CBS reporter. That's the gaffe?
No, and then gaffes. I mean, you know, not knowing the name of the CBS reporter. Yes, it's the commander-in-chief. Yes, he has a lot to know. But that moment where, you know, it's Wei Zhejiang. She was in the briefing room when I was there. He doesn't know her name. He's struggling clearly. He continues gaffe after gaffe tonight.
Remember, when they say gaffe after gaffe after gaffe, they don't name them. He forgot a reporter's name, which, by the way, Trump did all the time. He referred to one reporter as Mr. Kurd, which wasn't his name. I think he thought the guy was Kurdish. He called Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, Tim Apple. He referred to the CEO of Lockheed Martin as Marilyn Lockheed. That's not her name. And also, Trump will not stop saying things that aren't about forgetting someone's name. It's about forgetting about the real world. It's about forgetting what's going on. For example, Donald Trump getting the name of the city that he is in incorrect.
A very big hello to a place where we've done very well, Sioux Falls. Thank you very much, Sioux Falls.
It turns out that Donald Trump was actually in Sioux City. Donald Trump repeatedly claiming that Hungary has a border with Russia. It doesn't.
Viktor Orban. Did anybody ever hear of Viktor Orban? He's the head of Hungary. Hungary fronts on both Ukraine and Russia.
It doesn't. Hungary has no border with Russia. Trump repeatedly referring to the terrorist group Hamas as hummus and apparently getting very hungry at these events. I don't know.
Customs and Border Patrol distributed a warning that hummus. Has anyone ever heard of Hamas?
Hummus. Has anybody ever heard of it? Multiple times referring to Hamas that way. Multiple times claiming that Barack Obama is still president of the United States. And by the way, this one, I could play, what, 8 examples of this one? Here's just one.
They were interviewing him 2 weeks ago, and they said, what would you advise President Obama? The whole world seems to be exploding and imploding. And he said, it's very simple. He should immediately resign, and they should replace him with President Trump.
There you go. Obama should resign immediately, regularly saying this, also suggesting that Joe Biden could get us into World War II.
And possible nuclear war. Just think of it. We would be in World War II very quickly.
Super quick, we would be finding ourselves in World War II, and also saying that Jeb Bush invaded Iraq. He did not, by the way.
Or the season starts. We start in Iowa. We go to New Hampshire. We come down here. You know, the beauty was when I came here, everyone thought Bush was going to win. And then they took a poll and they found out Trump was up by about 50 points. Everyone said, what's going on right here? They thought Bush, because Bush supposedly was a military person. Great.
Right.
You know what? He was a military. He got us into the Middle East. How did that work out? Right.
He did.
But they all thought that Bush might win. Jeb. Remember Jeb? He used the word Jeb. He didn't use the word Bush. I said, you mean he's ashamed of the last name? And then
so listen, I could play these the entire show. There's a dozen of these a month. And over the last 5 months, there's dozens and dozens of these. I just want the hypocrisy to stop. Either you're concerned about Biden legitimately, and thus you have to be 4 times as concerned about Trump, or you're not concerned about either. Or you say, well, I'm sort of concerned, but it's more about the teams they will have around them. And if you ask me,